Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards on assignment, but one of Chicago's very own out in Las Vegas now, Cindy Gaber Pearlman with us. And the entertainment report starts with some music news and some good new albums coming out soon, aren't they, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And it is a great year for music shaping up, especially this first quarter. We have new releases coming up with Madonna, Harry Styles, and Peter Gabriel. Good to see his name back. One of the most highly anticipated releases, Hilary Duff. Her album called Luck or Something, her first album in 10 years, expected in February. Other big releases, BTS. They're back after their mandatory military duties in South Korea. They have a new album in March. Megadeth, if you're into them, they have a final album in late January with a bonus track from Metallica. Nick Jonas has Sunday Best on February 6th. Mumford & Sons has Prize Fighter on February 20th. Bruno Mars, this is one of the big awaited ones, with a tour, The Romantic, on February 27th. And Luke Combs for country fans, The Way I Am, on March 20th.
Let's talk about John Mayer. It was a really nice tribute to Bob Weir, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful tribute. John Mayer, of course, has toured with the Grateful Dead, Bob Weir, who we lost last week. He was with Dead & Company. And on his Instagram the other day, he wrote, "Okay, Bob, I'll do it your way. Thanks for letting me ride alongside you. It sure was a pleasure. If you say it's not the end, then I'll believe you. I'll meet you in the music. Come find me anytime." Such a lovely tribute.
Nice, yeah. On ABC tonight, they've got a show, and I'm looking at the people who are involved, and I'm thinking, where's Jerry Springer? Shouldn't he be on this show, or is he?
He must be on the show, Bob, because whenever you're talking about baby daddies and cheating spouses, people who want to fight on TV, you need Jerry, right? Come on. Mm-hmm. And this is all part of ABC's new three-part docuseries called Dirty Talk, When Daytime TV Ruled. I'm so there. And it's about the 90s and talk shows like Jerry and Maury Povich, Sally Jesse, Ricky Lake, all the controversial guests and the cheap production values, and of course the throwing of chairs, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. You know, Maury Povich, for a while, he was anchoring news here at Channel 5, and then he went off into this world of crazy talk shows, and he had something to say about all this, didn't he?
Maury Povich, who turns 87 this Saturday, said that they were the triggers for the Real Housewives genre and the Kardashians. And a funny aside, Maury was on The View yesterday, and one of The View hosts, Alyssa Farah Griffin, she's pregnant, due any minute, and he handed her one of those envelopes who told her who her baby daddy was, which of course was her husband, but it still was funny. Remember those days when the big envelope would come out and the big shocking reveal?
Yeah, we all remember that. In a minute or two here, Dean will have some previews of what's coming on the stream, and one of the shows that a lot of people are into is Hijack. Season 2 drops today, doesn't it?
Season 2 drops today on Apple TV. Anytime Idris Elba's doing anything, I'm there. And this is last season you had Hijack, one of Apple's highest-rated shows, about a plane that was hijacked. And Idris Elba's kind of this mystery guy. His name's Sam. You're not sure what he really does for a living. He negotiates, whatever that means. Last year it was the plane. This year it's a train. What are the chances? He's on a train. It's taken hostage from Dubai to London. And he has to deal with, you know, what's going on, how he can get all the civilians off the train. At one point, he has to figure out how to split a train in two. And all that action on Apple Plus starting tonight.
Earlier, I was talking about The Pitt. Have you been watching that, Cindy?
I half watch it, Bob. I cannot do the medical stuff. I watch it for Noah and all the drama, but any time a bone's coming through skin, I can't take it.
Good. I'm glad I'm not the only one watching it through my hand. And
right.
whether my fingers are open or closed depends on the operation and the treatment. Cindy, appreciate the reporting as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.